Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back off, because the Jets are allowed to have nice things.
Tyler Kroft all alone. Mike White finds him for the go-ahead score.
And that if Mike White continues to do well, the Jets will have high-class problems.
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests. Falcons head coach Arthur Smith from the new film King Richard. Actor John Bernthal, two-time Super Bowl champion Terrell Suggs, plus actor and musician Tyrese Gibson. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Yes, week 10 of the National Football League. It kicks off tonight. The NBA is white hot to the touch. We got a lot to talk about here today. Good to see you, Christopher Brockman. How are you in
the neighborhood today?
Rich,
what's up?
DJ Mikey D is back in his chair. Good to see you, Michael Del Tufo. TJ Jefferson.
Hey, Rich, what does that D stand for?
D's nuts. Hey, looks. By the way, Nick Saban opened the door, and I'm walking straight through it.
You never miss an opportunity. Yeah,
you can't. That's something you can't pass up.
Hey, look, you know what? I just love doing this show, and I just love having an opportunity to talk into a microphone. And when day in, day out, you have absolutely no idea what's happening or what could possibly happen. Cam Newton's talking to the Panthers again, and Jim Moore is back coaching.
Hey,
keep an eye out for what T.J. Duckett is up to today, will you please?
T.J. Duckett?
Just give me, you know what I mean? If we're going back in the, you know, in the NFC South annals, let's just keep going. What's Josh Freeman up to today? Anybody?
Do we have eyes on Tim Biakabatuka?
Hey, that's a Michigan man. Yes, that's sir. A Michigan man. You know what? I did look up this just to go down this wormhole here to kick off our Thursday show. When Jimmy Graham had a touchdown on the board, but then eventually taken away due to penalty on Monday Night Football. And again, it was like, oh, yeah, Jimmy's still playing, you know, and then Jimmy got upset. I reached out to NFL Network Research just in case Graham was going to score again because, you know, he was being targeted.
He was.
On Monday night.
Yeah.
I said, when was the last time Le'Veon Bell, Adrian Peterson, and Jimmy Graham all scored a touchdown in the same NFL week? Because as you know, Le'Veon Bell scored one for the Ravens. Uh-huh. Adrian Peterson scored one for the Titans on Sunday night. And there was Jimmy Graham in the end zone on Monday Night Football. Last time that happened was week 3, 2015. We almost had that. We were just hitting the Wayback Machine, man. By the way, Peterson was with the Vikings. He scored twice against the San Diego Chargers. And Bell was with the Steelers. He scored a touchdown at the St. Louis Rams. Jimmy was with Seattle and scored against the Bears. How about them apples? Got so close. Cam Newton's talking to the Panthers today, folks. And Jim Mora just signed a 5-year deal to coach the University of Connecticut football team.
Wayback Machine.
Mora's in the nutmeg state, man. Right?
Love it.
So here we go. But obviously, we're more focused on Cam Newton talking to the Panthers, meeting with the Panthers.
Right? Meeting with heavy hitters.
With the Panthers.
With Matt Rhule, David Tepper.
Yeah.
And like it's going down.
Right. And whoever he might have had bad blood with, they're all gone.
Gone.
And you know what the Panthers need now that Darnold's out for a considerable amount of time? Cam Newton. And I'll be honest with you. If I'm a Saints fan, I'll be like, why aren't we in on him? I think this is great. This is what we need. We need Odell Beckham in a new place, and we need Cam Newton back in his old spot. Here we go. That's how we're going to do the last half of the longest regular season in the history of the NFL. Let's go. Good move. Good move. Cam back in a Panthers helmet and uniform. I bet you we need to make sure if a very warm place is not frozen over as well, because that's what we thought would have to happen for him to ever be back in that uniform? And if he's meeting with the coach and the owner, what else do you need to know? What do they need to know? Are you ready? Yeah. Can you do it? Of course. What do we need to know? Makes sense that you're just going to – they're going to meet and greet and then part ways? I don't think so. I think this is going to happen.
Yeah, people were saying this is the with the intent of signing Cam.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Cam and
– he's fully vaccinated now.
CMC in the backfield like the old days.
And
by old days, I mean 2 years ago.
Yeah, like not that long ago.
And okay. Because if you've got the NFC South standings, please, we got ourselves a ball game.
Mm-hmm.
We got ourselves a ball game. The Bucs have two losses. They're obviously ruling the roost. They're coming off a bye week. They're at the Washington football team. I think we can all agree this is their division to win or lose, right? We've gone on a very thick limb here.
I would say, yeah.
Falcons are just a game behind the Saints, and they got one in hand because they've already beaten them in the matchup. And there are the Panthers at 4-5. Let's go. Let's see what you can do. And in this very difficult conference, 4 wins right now is not the best position to have entering week 10, but it's better than some other ones like the Niners and Seahawks we all thought were going to be in the running for their division. There's 7 teams sniffing it right now. The 4-5 Panthers, half game behind the 4-4 Falcons, and a game and a half behind the 5-3 Saints, who are your 6th seed in the wild card. And then a mosh pit of 3-win teams, the Vikings, Seahawks, 49ers, Eagles, Giants, and Bears. And you can sit there and go, Bears, yeah, Giants, yeah, whatever. But that's a game and a half out, 2-loss of the 7th and final playoff spot. So if you're the Panthers, it's like, yeah, let's go. Let's go right now. And let's get Cam in here. And Darnold's out for several weeks. He's out for a considerable amount of time. Mm-hmm. Love the idea. And if you're the Saints fans watching them kind of struggle with Trevor Siemian, I'd be sitting there going, why not us? Did we not ring him up? I guess not. And Sean Payton probably be like, I don't have time for bringing somebody in the middle of a season. I don't know. Likes Trevor, maybe. Liked what Trevor did against the Bucs. Let's go. Put Taysom Hill in there every now and then. Now he's back. But Cam Newton for the Carolina Panthers would be just an awesome sight to see. Love it. Let's go. Now then, they're going to have to win with P.J. Walker this weekend in Arizona. Tough assignment that. But I will love to see Cam Newton back. It will make Carolina Panthers games that much more interesting and much more fascinating to see. Love the idea, thinking outside the box. Let's go. Even though it's the old box that they used to have. Dig it. And then what did I tell you about Odell Beckham yesterday? If I'm Odell, I am just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
I am chilling out, and I am letting this thing play out. Because right now, I'm not playing this weekend anyway. Let everybody just keep crashing into one another and upping their bids and go for it, man. Just when you think the Patriots are out, they're pulled back in, right?
Yes.
Making a strong maneuver.
I love it.
Everybody's making strong moves. You know what? You never see those reports. Team A is making a tepid maneuver towards this free agent. we could go either way. You want to come? Great. If not, all right.
If not, we're good too.
But again, Odell never had a choice about where he could play football in the NFL.
No.
Now he does. First time ever. Same thing for Brady, right? Back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, he never
had. That was his free agent tour, right? Peyton Manning took his time too because Peyton got a chance to decide where everyone's to go. And it feels good. It feels great. Feels good to be loved.
Especially when these guys haven't had that chance since they were college players. Like, that was the last time.
To choose where they could go, right? When they're being offered out of high school.
Yeah.
That's been that time.
Brockman, did you see this rap sheet tweet?
Yeah, Panthers just made it official. Rich agreed to terms, signed Cam Newton.
I tell you.
There you go.
You're not meeting and the coach and the owner just to say, yeah, nice try. Yeah. It's good. I like your office, though.
Welcome back.
Right?
Like the changes?
All right.
Cam, let's go.
I love it.
Hey.
Does this bring back Brockman dressing as Cam on Victory Mondays? Or?
Well, I mean, he's
this
not.
This is great.
He's not on the Patriots.
Honestly, it was just like, that'll never happen again. And then, boom, it happens again. because, you know what, the mother invention and necessity meet one another or something like that?
I gotta be honest, I was really nervous that Cam wouldn't get another chance. So, yeah, I'm happy to see this.
Here we go. Cam Newton for the Carolina Panthers. Put up their schedule. Let's see what this means. No, I want to see it because it just – let's see it. I got
too bad they
right
just
here.
Got done playing the Pats.
I got their schedule right here, right over here. So they're done with the Arizona Cardinals. Oh, ha, look who his first team. This is why we look at it. Ron Rivera. It's Ron Rivera. Week 11. Man. Home. Ron Rivera's going back to Carolina. And he's seeing Cam. You know? Should we get D'Angelo Williams to be the honorary
D'Angelo.
Captain? It's like it's way back machine week. Honestly, let's see. Are they going to play this game in a hot tub time machine?
You think Olsen has any more snaps in
here? Here we go. Let's go.
Mushin Muhammad was Mush. He on those
No, teams? That's pre.
Greg Olsen, he's got Greg a little Olsen. Left in the tank.
Here we go.
I don't think Steve Smith is going to show up.
At Miami. Cam versus Tua. Then we got a bye week. Let's coach him up a little bit more. And then we got ourselves some division games. Keep going. Put it up there. Don't take it down. Here we go. Home for Atlanta.
Yep.
At Buffalo. Josh Allen versus Cam. And then they finish up with both games against Tampa and at New Orleans. Hey, how do you like me now? You could have had me. How much more interesting did Carolina Panthers football games just get?
I'll start watching.
Ron Rivera. The football gods just love winking and smiling and laughing, just cackling. Football gods lighting a cigar like Red Auerbach, hands behind the head, feet up on the desk, just cackling. Cam's back as a Panther. His first game is at home, and the visiting team is Ron Rivera. Come on. Can't make it up.
Has Cam tweeted in his weird font yet?
I don't know.
Hold on, let me check.
We'll have to decipher.
I mean, if he tweeted, it would be in that font. So,
our first guest, you know, is joining us in 8 minutes' time. Head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Arthur Smith.
Smith, yeah.
Nothing pisses off coaches more than asking him about a team in his division, not their team. Yeah, I mean, I just heard about it. Do you think that'll be the answer? I got it. Hey, do you see Cam's coming to your division? Yeah, he's great.
He's great.
We just beat the Saints. Next question. They did just beat the Saints. And here's what I want to ask Arthur Smith. Did Cordarrelle Patterson have him at hello? Did he see him and go, I got it? Did the light bulb go over his head right away? Because Cordarrelle Patterson is, hear me out here. Would you consider him in terms of targets, usage, efficiency, production? Targets, usage, efficiency, production. Top 10 player in the NFL this year. Offensively. Targets, efficiency, usage, production. Running, passing, returning. Top 10 player in the NFL this year.
Non-quarterback, right?
Of course.
Yeah. I think you could probably make
running,
that case.
Running, receiving, and returning. Phases. Phases. Who's going to be your running back? Got it. Who's going to be your wide receiver? As we know, Calvin Ridley is out. And obviously asking Arthur about that very sensitive subject is coming our way as well. But when did he sit there? I mean, because Cordarrelle Patterson, when he came out of college, it was the only words you would hear about him is upside and potential.
Yeah.
The Vikings couldn't crack the code. Patriots began to. Remember?
They were the first one to use him at
running back.
Yeah.
Patriots began to go, okay. Now look at him. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He is a reason why they're 4-4. Certainly when, you know, Mike Davis hasn't really worked out at running back in terms of the way he did in Carolina. And Calvin Ridley's availability is in question. He's been amazing.
I think the oil finally ran out on Mike Davis.
Right? Yeah, the fantasy oil, the Chuba Hubbard was this year's Judah Maccabee of fantasy football, where the oil burned brighter than longer than expected.
Rich, in fantasy, he is the 6th ranked non-quarterback.
Should I bring that up to Arthur Smith? Fantasy football?
I mean, I'm just backing your play.
No, I know that. Yeah, I'm just having fun because Arthur's a no-nonsense kind of guy sometimes.
He's 6th. yeah. quarterback for total points.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah.
Cam Newton Cam Newton's back in the NFL as a Carolina Panther, and Jim Moore is back in football as the head coach of the UConn Huskies. What's the third thing? Odell Beckham signing somewhere.
But he'd have to go back to the Giants.
That will, honestly, if that happens
that's a trifecta. If you had that.
If he goes back to the Giants at 3-6, just add to their potential. You know, likes Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Wished he could have played longer with him.
Yeah. I like what I see from Jones.
Uh-huh. That, then we would have to check the hottest place ever created and see if it's frozen over. Right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's take a break. Let's be on time for the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Arthur Smith, still to come on the show. John Bernthal, who folks of The Walking Dead and obviously The Wolf of Wall Street, The Accountant, Baby Driver, also The Many Saints of Newark. He's in the new film King Richard. Will Smith is Richard Williams, the father of Venus and Serena Williams. He plays their tennis coach. Tyrese Gibson, baby.
Tyrese.
He's in the new movie Dangerous. We'll chat with him in hour number three. And getting us ready for Baltimore Ravens football is T. Sizzle himself,
right.
Terrell Suggs. That's all coming up on the show. But when we return, the head coach of the 4-4 Atlanta Falcons, Arthur Smith, on the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep. Because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Super Bowl 50. Now it's Super Bowl 56. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Arthur Smith, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, slated to call in any moment right here on our program. Tonight is Thursday night football. Big time stuff with the Ravens trying to improve to 7-2, match the Titans record. The Ravens, as obviously with the number of games that they've played so far, it's 6-2, one half game behind the 7-2 Titans. Titans have yet to have their bye week. The Ravens clearly have. So it's a game, Ravens and Dolphins. We'll see if Tua is going to be able to go. I don't think he will, actually. That's the way it's looking. But we will see if his broken finger will allow him to go as kickoff tonight on the Triple Cast, Amazon Prime, NFL Network, as well as Fox, Big Fox. That's the way they call it, right?
Michael, yes, Big Fox.
How do people on FS1 feel about being called Little Fox? Do we know that that's a problem?
I get mad.
Okay. I don't blame you. The head coach of the Atlanta Falcons always enjoyed our chats in the non-playing season, as we like to call it, as he was getting ready for his first campaign as head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, now 4-4, heading to Dallas for a big Week 10 game, fresh off a big dub in New Orleans. On the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is Arthur Smith, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. How you doing, coach?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Midseason, I know that not a lot of coaches do that, so I greatly do appreciate the phone call. We heard about, you know, the Cowboys last week and what the Broncos were able to do to them, and you know, we hear people saying, "Yeah, just bury the tape. Cowboys should just bury the tape." What does the upcoming opposing coach do with that tape, Arthur Smith?
Well, I think you look at the entire body of work. The Cowboys, in my opinion, they have one of the more talented rosters in the league. There's a reason they're 6-2. They got playmakers all over the field on offense and defense. So we got a heck of a challenge on Sunday, but we're excited about going down there.
So there is stuff, obviously, for you to pick up from something that everybody says the other team should bury, clearly, right, for you?
Well, it's not necessarily works like that. I mean, the NFL's tough. I mean, it's always say if you want to live to for the week-to-week narratives, I mean, it'll eat you alive. And you just got to take the body of work. Things happen in the game, and the way the momentum shifts, you know, turnovers or non-turnovers that you think are turnovers, like on the punt, you know, all those things. There's a cause and effect to every game. So, you know, credit to Denver, but we know that the Dallas Cowboys, to me, are one of the more premier teams in this league, and we're excited about going down there.
Arthur Smith, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, here on the Rich Eisen Show. And ever since Cordarrelle Patterson came out of college, Coach, the words associated with him were upside potential that you clearly have tapped into in a way that he has not had it tapped into in previous stops. When did you first have this idea that Cordarrelle could do it all, essentially, for your team?
Well, really, when we signed him. So we had a vision for him, and there's stuff that we practiced with him in the spring. And as, you know, we built those packages during camp, they look pretty good. And obviously, we're really vanilla in the preseason trying to build the depth of the roster. And then, you know, as we got in the regular season, you know, it really was down in Tampa that it started to take shape. And then obviously, what we know, the way that game ended in the fourth quarter was ugly, but we knew that it was going to break through. And he made some big plays in that Giants game and then the Washington game here. You know, he kind of went off and your guy, the Matro, is giving the ball.
So. Arthur, come on. Arthur, don't
Coach.
Feed
Thanks,
into
Coach.
It.
Excuse me. He may feed the animals. It's his zoo right here. Come on now.
You made his week, Coach.
You really did. You really did. To use it in the form of a sentence too, Coach? Wow. My gosh.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
Great. Did you bring it up to him? Did you bring it up to him at any point?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think he's running with it, so. We just got to get it on his cleat.
That's what he said, right? After he found Cordarrelle towards the end of the game against the Saints, he went up top, and then that was a huge play for you that got your kicker out on the field for the winner. He screamed at you, "I'm the Matchell," right? That's what he did?
Pounded that's pretty his chest. Much what he said. It was loud in there, but that's pretty much all the same thing he did. He just kind of, lip reading, whatever. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what I heard.
Oh, man, I love when guests give me what I want. You know, it's just it's terrific. There is an I in Rich and Eisen. I am a team player, but I love it. I do love seeing that stuff, man. And so how has this been part of your vision, what Ryan up top to Patterson, right? Like, this is what you're trying to draw up in big-time moments of big-time games and seeing it in front of you against the Saints. How does that propel your team, in your estimation, Coach?
Oh, like all our guys, I mean, we have a really unselfish team. So we're right in the middle of it, and it's where you want to be. You want to be playing meaningful games in the middle of November or early November as you get into December. And so, you know, we're good with where we're at. You know, we feel like we can play a lot better, and we need to. But very pleased. I mean, this is a fun group to coach. We've had guys step up in big moments. I don't think there's been a better clutch kicker in the league this year than Younghoe Koo. We've had different guys make plays in big moments. So very pleased, and hopefully we just keep improving.
Arthur Smith here on the Rich Eisen Show. And so Kyle Pitts and his development, where can he get better in your estimation so far?
Yeah, there's a lot of places.
Like what?
You know, Kyle's got the right mindset. I mean, just the little nuances of route running, you know, and he's such a quick learner. And then, you know, those guys make the transition into the NFL. I mean, they quickly realize that everybody's fast in the NFL. And these guys, there's some really smart players and smart coaches on the other side. And, you know, it's a week to week. And it's probably what I think surprises rookies is the mental challenge to prepare yourself week to week. That is what can exhaust some guys, and that's what you're trying to fight, that fatigue. But with Kyle, like, he's really, really mature for just turning 21. And all the little nuances that he picks up on pretty quick, he's made some really big plays for us in critical moments, and I think he's just scratching the surface.
Can you give me an example of the nuance or the preparation?
Sure. You know, early in the year, just how, you know, you're playing versus man and how you want to great separation in your rock craft with your releases or your second level releases when you're in the middle part, or how you're going to lean guys to set them up and to have a stem and then have something off it. And that's why he's able to win on the outside when he gets pressed. It's why he's able to win in the middle of the numbers, whether he's running a crossing route or an outbreaking route. And he's getting open and then and making key plays. And sometimes in college, if you're just bigger and faster, you can just run by people. But everybody's fast here. They know they study your route tree. But he's come up big, whether it's in Miami. He's had big moments in just about every game.
How about force-feeding him in the red zone more? Coach, how about making sure he scores more touchdowns?
You can try that, and you know, if you want to be obvious and let people take people away, but we got a lot of people that score. I mean, there's a reason that Alameda Zacchaeus has got 3 touchdowns, because we preach unselfish play. It may make some fantasy football GMs, you know, angry at me, but that was the way we played in Tennessee. And then some guys just naturally, you know, they take over, but. Very pleased. I mean, when one guy draws attention, you better be able to go somewhere else. Otherwise, you got no plan. They can take you away.
I hear you, but Kyle Pitts is the only one. Yes, I do, Coach. I'm just walking through the front door. I'm walking through the front door. Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, at least you're transparent, so I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a little bit more in the end zone is all I'm asking for, you know, because he's got that ability. You know, he can high point it. He can, as you say, you know, create the space. He can do all sorts of stuff like that. I'm just trying to talk his game up to the coach. No,
I hear you.
Okay, thank you. I greatly appreciate that. Arthur Smith here on the Rich Eisen Show. So turning to a much more serious issue, Calvin Ridley, Coach, and how do you handle a player saying to you, "I need a break. I need to step away right now." How do you, and I guess handle is the wrong word for it. How do you welcome that? How does that sound, for a better way to phrase it? Because handle is a much more, it's infused with something that's negative. And I think obviously him requiring the time is positive. And I'm just wondering how you take that in as a coach in your first year doing
players. It. We care about every person we have in this building that works in on this football staff is a part of this team, from the equipment room to the video room to the players to the coaches and everybody that's a part of this team. And so I think what you're realizing now is, you know, I think in football, everybody can see visible injuries. And I think as we're realizing society, certainly, you know, things have come to light, you know, whether it was COVID and the things that have gone on. With mental health, or, you know, you look at the veterans and, you know, coming out of 20 years of warfare, there's a lot of the invisible injuries they're serious. And anybody that needs help with anything, that, you know, whether it's visible injury or invisible injury, we'll do everything we can to help.
And so what is, I guess, the plan for Calvin? Did you just wait for him to say?
Those things are, Rich, you know, like everybody, you know, I don't disclose people's injuries. Those are correct. Personal. You know, the players can speak. Calvin put out a statement that, you know, he wanted to put out there, and I'll let that stand. I'll let Calvin speak for Calvin, just like I would for any player on this team. If they want to talk about they have a knee injury, that's their prerogative to talk about it. But it's not going to come from me. Let them talk about their own personal, you know, anything they got going on.
Of course. No, and I totally understand that. My question is, do you wait for him to say, "I'm ready"? And you just go about your business otherwise. That's like, I guess, the question.
You know, the way you look at it, big picture, there's always things with every player, and you can't, you know, worry, you know, people need, like I said, I take it back to any injury anybody has or something comes up and there's a life event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of guys on this roster. We've got a lot of guys that have different guys that played week to week, and we don't force anything. We wouldn't force anybody back from any kind of injury. So you take it, you know, day by day or week by week, and that's how we view it. So I, there's no timetable on it, and nor would I push anybody on that.
Arthur Smith here on the Rich Eisen Show. Last couple of minutes with you, Coach. Is there anything in the first 8 weeks that part of your job that was something unexpected, something that you were ready for because you kind of focused on it? Anything over the first 2 months of the season that you can share about being at HC for the first time in the NFL?
Well, you prepare yourself. I think when you come into the office every day, there's going to be things that are going to come up. And if you think every day is going to be perfect and you're in the wrong profession, or you're just naive. And so you try to prepare yourself for it, and you try not to overreact, because there's plenty of things that come up day to day. We have a good group here. We have a great staff. So the other thing is just kind of focusing. You know, the biggest challenge in the NFL is not to live and die by the week-to-week or day-to-day narratives, because if you do that, then it can be ugly for people, players and coaches. And so everything I've done, not skipping any steps, been around some great coaches, it's helped me prepare for this.
Okay, so drown people like me out. Is that the message that you're giving to your team, coach? I mean,
I wouldn't call it drowning out. It's okay. Just, you know, you all take right. The entertainment for what it's worth.
And is it something you pointed out to your team, watching the Braves do what they do and seeing what a parade looks like in your town? Did anything like come up?
There's lessons learned. I mean, like, a couple of years ago, I told the story where I was I have two nephews at the Naval Academy. One was graduating. Mm-hmm. So I was in Annapolis for a weekend. I go to the Nationals game. This was in 19, I believe, Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, I go to – they're sitting there saying they need to, you know, trade all their pitchers away, build for the future. And then they were a couple months later winning the World Series. I think you kind of saw the same thing with the Braves. It happens in sports over and over. It kind of goes back to the point of, like, living and dying with the day-to-day short-term narratives.
All right. And then I know it's another team, but in your division, did you hear the news that Cam Newton is back in your division, that the Panthers signed him?
Well, that's good. No, it's good for the Panthers. Good for Cam. It's good for the NFL.
Okay.
So every week there's new challenges. There's great players. We got our big challenges this week, and that's kind of what we're focused on at Dallas. Okay. We got our hands full. Like I said, it's probably one of the more talented rosters in the league, and we got to go on the road in a meaningful game here in November.
Appreciate the time. Say hi to the Matchell for me, and I appreciate
You said hello.
Appreciate you using it in the form of a sentence like that. You really have made my day, and you have angered the rest of everybody around here. But that's okay. You do you, Coach. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich.
You got that's awesome. Arthur Smith, everybody, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. You do you, sir. It's one of those things where, you know, when you get an HC of the NFL, you just go straight forward. Just in case they're in a no-nonsense mood, and if I'll let it go where it needs to go, and then him just dropping the Matchell in the middle of a sentence like that,
I mean, he
is really wonderful.
He sent it home for you.
No way to prepare as an HC when your best wide receiver says, "I need to take some time away." And I think the Atlanta Falcons have done terrifically to give him his space.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are like, "Oh, God, tough it up. This is what you signed up for." You have no idea what's going on in a person's mind, in a person's life. And they're doing well. They're doing well. That was a big win for them in New Orleans last week. And did you hear the news in Dallas, sir? All right, let's take a break. We'll tell that piece of news.
Contract details, too.
Okay, there's some injury news, Cam contract details, and phone calls at 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on this Thursday edition of the Rich Eisen Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here in our Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, we're looking at a photograph I posted on Instagram of Stuart Scott and I from back in the... This had to be like 1997. We were just paired up together on SportsCenter. At any rate, I was psyched. Stu was just too cool for school. But deep down, he was like, okay, we're a team here. Because they never let us know ever that we were a team.
Said you just show up to work and check the schedule.
Right? We would check the schedule. It would be the schedule, the SportsCenter schedule would be put out every month usually at the last second. So we would get October's schedule on anywhere between September 25th through the 30th, and sometimes it would be the 30th. And we'd all be like, hey, you know, can you give us an opportunity to plan out our next month?
Yeah, right.
Especially since I was a single guy living in Central Connecticut.
We're trying to get it
just
in.
Down the road from Jim Moore's new digs.
You know, trying to do your thing.
Well, right.
Get your man on.
And I would always go into New York. I would always go into New York City whenever I had my days off.
Of course you did.
To go hang with my friends and also just to meet people. You know, and
let's be honest here, Rich, you're gender. Young, you're in New York, yeah, you're a sports center anchor, you're on TV, you're in your 20s, life is good.
Please, dude, it's not like I was, you know, that everyone was falling all over me because I was on Sports Center. Dude, the number of times that I would go into a bar.
You probably got more approached by dudes.
The number of times.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah.
The number of times. And I will just, I'm just going to shoot you straight. The number of times I would go into a bar.
Uh-huh.
And I would just be sitting there, and all of a sudden, the bartender would plop a drink right in front of me I did not order.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, what's that? And like, somebody's buying you a drink. And I'd look up, and I'd look around for somebody who is attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Hoping.
Hoping, yeah.
This is pre-Susie, okay? And
well, of course.
Or this is pre, also in the era of Susie, but we were just friends. Anyway, so I'm looking around, and I'm looking around hoping it's that one or it's that girl or it's that person. That would be great. Instead, it would be literally the fattest guy in the bar lifting his drink and giving me like a you the man point with a weird wave and a wink and it just
the wink and the gun.
Like, no, I gotta accept the fact that this, and it was great. It really was great.
That was your demo.
But anyway, so we would get the schedules, and then we would look at who we were assigned to do SportsCenter with. And after a while, you know, I would see, you know, I had the 2 a.m., 2 a.m., 2 a.m., 2 a.m., and I'd look at what day of the week it was, and it would be Monday through Thursday. That's the stuff. Because Sunday night didn't have a 2 a.m. SportsCenter. It was Dan and Keith who would do the big show that re-aired you know, overnight as well. There was no need to do a 2 a.m.
You guys are literally there at 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Doing live shows.
Oh, wow. There until 3. It starts at 2.
Wow.
Yeah, man. And then, you know, somebody on the Mariners or the Angels or the Giants couldn't get somebody out. And the ninth inning would take an hour and a half and it would bleed into the 3 a.m. hour and we'd have to stay there. And the unlucky sap who had that highlight in the live 2 a.m. show would have to stay and the rest of the crew would have to stay and wait for that thing to be over to close the show up. Yeah.
Yeah, and I asked that because a lot of people thought that they just replayed the show.
Stuart and I once drew a short straw for a World Cup. I forget what, so I guess what it, I don't know what year it was either. Probably like 2002 might have been, or 2000. And it was somewhere on the planet where the game would start at 4:30 in the morning. And we, the person who did the highlight would have to stay to do the highlight that they would finish up and close into the edit into the re-aired SportsCenter throughout the day. I drew the short straw because it was a USA match versus somebody. I forget what it was. But I remember driving home and I watched the sun come up over
I-84.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Amazing.
Those were the days. Those were the old salad days. No doubt about it. And
life was good. Huh?
And the most nervous I ever was doing a show. And my stand-up comedy days of performing in front of a live audience totally fixed my fear of live anything, if I ever had it. I mean, God bless Sarah and everybody else who does stand-up comedy for a living, because that ain't easy. You got to figure out a crowd. You got to know what they're interested in, and hopefully your material that's prepared likes it, and somebody heckles you, and you got to deal with it. Yeah. Oh, God. But anyway, I did the SportsCenter at the Giants-Angels World Series from the SportsCenter set out in left center field of what was, I think, probably called Pac Bell Park at the time, right? Home of the San Francisco Giants. It was friggin' freezing, and it was late, and they told me if I made a mistake in the highlight, the entire crew, truck, on the set, everything, everyone would have had to have waited the entire next hour to do it again live. Oh, there was no other way to just record it because of the way the truck was set up or whatever. I had one shot to do it, and if I didn't do it properly, if I said somebody's name wrong, because they were sticklers. Like, if you said somebody's name wrong or you misidentified something, if it wasn't top six, it was really top five, and you said top six, oh, my God, you'd have to wait.
Ugh.
And my heart was thumping. And I think Stu was back in the studio. Or as Berman would call it, the Stu Studio. Oh, man, I could go on forever. I look at a photograph like that one, and it just looks like a totally different life, you know. But I saw that. Plus, I've got a part in my hair. Look at that, man. Look at that. Look at our ties. That was a Xenia tie that I think Susie gave me.
Oh.
Yeah. We were just friends, though.
Ooh.
We were just friends. And that was it right there, and that's the suit, and...
You two definitely look like you hit like Manhattan and went to Suede that night. They just threw down.
Suede.
Well, you were in Suede just
all right,
killing
it. Is this full story time now? Is it full story time now?
Yeah. Before you go, just the Cam Newton details real quick, the contract.
Okay. I'll forget it. But anyway,
this is important.
Go for it, Chris. No, Chris has got these facts. He's got to get them out.
I just want to get them out. $1.5 million roster bonus. That's offset from his Patriots salary that he was guaranteed for this year. $4.5 million fully guaranteed, up to $10 million for the rest of the year.
Damn.
Should he hit certain
good
bonuses.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, Cam. Because he's going to get the chance.
Yeah.
He's going to get the chance. Yeah, and again,
Panthers posted a great photo of David Tepper and Cam together again. Actually, together for the first time.
Because, yeah, he
again
was.
Again with the Panthers.
Great. Good for them. Good right. for them, man.
Panthers are always one of the top social media games out there in the NFL sphere. They're posting tons of great Cam content right now. It's awesome if you want to go check it out.
Well, I mean, they've got
Panthers.
They've got Cam content from today?
Cam content from over the years.
Yeah. They've kind of have a lot in the archive.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
Has there been another situation where somebody went from a franchise and left and then came back? Like, this would be, who was just a
left and came
well
back.
who played a Super Bowl for a team?
He's MVP. He's and then 15-1.
Right, and then came back to play for that team. Did Tarkenton do it? He didn't win a Super Bowl with
didn't win, obviously, but
I didn't know he ever left.
Well, yeah.
Let's see.
He had quite a career path, Fran Tarkenton.
Yeah, he went back.
He went from.
So he played his first, six years in Minnesota, went to the Giants for five, and then came back and played seven more.
With the Vikings.
With the Vikings. When was amazing.
Yeah.
At the end of his career.
That's why he's in the Hall. You could say that's incredible, almost. Boy, Del Tufo, you not paying attention at that point in time is terrible because that reference was for you saying the words, that's incredible for Fran Tarkenton. You're the only person who could possibly get that joke. And you don't even get it.
Oh, that's incredible, the show.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, he hosted. That's
right. Yeah, I missed that one.
You remember?
I actually
That predates you on planet Earth, I think, Chris.
That's right.
Yeah.
Potentially. At any rate.
It took me a second, Rich.
Let's go to the phone lines here on the Rich Eisen Show. Al in Atlanta, you're here on the program. What's up, Al?
Morning, Dan. Rich. Oh, my God, I keep doing it. But I got two statements and then a wager, and then I'm going to throw it at the wall, see if it sticks.
Okay. That's a lot.
Earlier this season, in the offseason, I called in, and I was saying how I was jealous of Jeff in Detroit getting Dan Campbell, who's talking about ripping off kneecaps, and I was jealous of you, Rich, with Robert Sala, no, all gas, no brakes, because I got this calm Arthur Smith guy nobody knows anything about. And I got to eat some crow with that because halfway through the season, I'm happy with my team's choice. I'm looking good. I mean, you told me even that I need to stay calm and you know, wait and see. And you were right. You were very right. And then Grady Jarrett coming out with that preseason news conference talking about Arthur Smith is no nonsense, no fluff, and he's showing it. I'm liking it. And then secondly, at the All-Star break, the Braves were 44-44. 9 weeks through the season, Falcons are 4-4. I'm not saying.
What are you saying? What are you saying? Are you saying they're going to win the Super Bowl? Because if that's the case, you should.
I'm not saying that. I can't say that. I'm not saying that at all.
Have you noticed, Chris?
Weird coincidence.
Chris, have you noticed Al has been higher register this entire conversation? It's not bad. I mean, hey,
just remember, Al, I'm the one on set who picked the Falcons to make the playoffs.
And now I'm going to focus here because this one's for you, TJ.
Oh, he's about to make a bet.
We got the Cowboys and the Falcons, and I'm wondering. I luckily found a.
Hold on a second, Al. Hold on a second. He's about to jump. He's about to say yes to whatever you're offering. Okay. He's feeling good that the clunker's out of the way. He already predicted back in the summer that they were going to lose to the Broncos. He predicted the Falcons are going to win this thing. He's going to that the Cowboys are going to beat the Falcons this week. He's already predicted that. He's ready to pounce. So you better be ready. And
oh,
come correct. Okay. You now have the floor. Yeah. Go.
Earlier this week, I was at Dick's, and I found a throwback 92 Deion Sanders perfectly in time for this game. So I'm going to be decked out in my Sanders gear going against the team that Sanders also played for. Mm-hmm. And TJ.
Yes, sir.
I'd like a friendly wager with you. If the Cowboys win, I'll come on the show. I'll do that annoying thing that Michael Irving screamed in week 3 of last year. And give you the props you deserve if you're willing to come up with a punishment for you if the Falcons win.
How is it a punishment for you to come on this show? Al? I mean,
all right, fine, pick a punishment.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like
you I get, don't know.
Calling the Rich Eisen show seems like a treat.
How painful it would be for me to say that line. I won't even say it in reference right now.
All right, you know, I'll do this for you.
Wow.
Well, here's the deal. You know, we haven't broken this news yet, but my guy Randy Gregory's he's out. So that's hurt. So we're playing with another man down. But if the Cowboys lose, I will change the grease board and I'll just say something nice about.
How about the them Falcons? Falcons. Okay.
Yeah,
and so what?
Yeah, there you go.
And then Al, if the Falcons lose, then you've got to come on the show and say that thing. Yeah. And call out.
I'll even post a picture with myself with a whiteboard saying, "How about that?"
As you should.
Okay, right. and then we'll fire hose that out. So,
yeah, so here we go. We'll shake on it. We'll do there a friendly. No, actually, I give a pound for that.
Okay,
one.
Okay, give just a pound.
Put you know, put your hand on the screen, and all bam, right, there we go.
Well done, Al. Well done, Al. Thanks for the call.
All right, Al.
There's Al of Atlanta.
Falcons 200-1 to win the Super Bowl right
now. Okay. Randy Gregory's out though, huh?
Can I donate my calf?
Hour number two coming up. John Bernthal, the actor from King Richard. Don't go anywhere. Okay. Second Randy Gregory is out. He hurt his foot yesterday in practice. It is a week-to-week thing. Cowboys say it could be even a short-term IR stint.
Maybe 3 games.
I don't think they're going to get Tank Lawrence back much before Thanksgiving anyway. Yeah.
So the only positive to this is we get those two back at full strength at the same time heading to the end of the season.
Your division, look, you've got room to play with in
your
division.
We could lose 4 in a row and we'd still be in first
place. Well, your problem would be there is that you'd get a pretty damn good opponent coming into your house week number one. Whoever loses the game of musical chairs in the NFC West is coming to visit Dallas.
Yeah.
You don't want a piece of
that.
Don't
want that, but.
No.
It's just.
Okay. That's the problem. Because you want, if you're really still in line for that one seed for the week off, you're going to want that.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to say that that's gone because of the injuries or whatever, I don't think you want to say that just yet. But if that's the case, you want to be 2 or 3. Nobody wants to finish 4th in the NFC.
Oh, definitely not.
That means you win your division. You get a home game. Great. But that means you get the Rams or you get the Cardinals coming your way. Or, you know, who knows? If the Saints pull it off, you get the Bucks in your house. I don't think the Saints are going to pull it off.
No.
And I think the Packers are the winner of the NFC West, or even if the Bucs go on a roll. I mean, that one seed's open.
And, Rich, I think
that
you
one
said,
seed's open, brother.
I think you said foot. I'm reading calf strain.
Oh, is that calf strain? Okay.
Yeah. That's why I was like, I'll.
Okay.
I've got two
well,
of
calf
them.
Strain.
I've got two. They're kind of in good shape.
Going around.
Who's the Cooper Rush on the defensive line? Whoever that is going to come out there and going to ball out.
Great question.
Well, that's going to be Micah Parsons, because he's Micah Parsons is just the Swiss Army knife.
So how can Micah Parsons rush Matt Ryan and cover Kyle Pitts at the same time?
I don't know, but he's going to figure out a way to do it. I don't know how.
Certainly after he's licking his chops after the loss on Saturday.
Well, you know, he got himself a dog. So Micah said he just was going to go home and cuddle with his dog.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Tried to forget it.
What do you call the – is the dog named Franklin?
Are the Jets going to keep it close this week?
For the coach?
Come on.
Huh?
Are the Jets going to keep it close?
What do you mean? Against the Bills?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, stop it. Don't ask me these questions. You figure it out yourself. You're on fire for your Friday segment for Sneaking Good Games.
You know,
you're on your own.
I believe in Mike White.
So do I. He's supposed to be phenomenal.
I know.
As you know. That's what the coach said.